2 Samuel chapter 13. And it came to pass after this, that Absalom, the son of David, had a fair sister, whose name was Tamar. And Amnon, the son of David, loved her. And Amnon was so vexed that he fell sick for his sister Tamar. For she was a virgin, and Amnon thought it hard for him to do anything to her. But Amnon had a friend, whose name was Jonadab, the son of Shimeah, David's brother. And Jonadab was a very subtle man. And he said to him, "Why are you, the king's son, lean from day to day? Will you not tell me?" And Amnon said to him, "I love Tamar, my brother Absalom's sister." And Jonadab said to him, "Lay you down on your bed and make yourself sick. And when your father comes to see you, say to him, 'I ask of you, let my sister Tamar come and give me food and dress the food in my sight so that I may see and eat it at her hand.'" And so Amnon laid down and made himself sick. And when the king had come to see him, Amnon said to the king, "I ask of you, let Tamar my sister come and make me a couple of cakes in my sight so that I may eat out of her hand." And then David sent home to Tamar, saying, "Go now to your brother Amnon's house and prepare him food." So Tamar went to her brother Amnon's house, and he was laid down, and she took flour and kneaded it and made cakes in his sight and did bake the cakes. And she took a pan and poured out before him, but he refused to eat. And Amnon said, "Have all the men go out away from me." And there went out every man away from him. And Amnon said to Tamar, "Bring the food into the chamber so that I might eat out of your hand." And Tamar took the cakes which she had made and brought them into the chamber to Amnon, her brother. And when she had brought them to him to eat, he took hold of her and said to her, "Come, lie with me, my sister." She answered him, "No, my brother, don't force me, for no such thing ought to be done in Israel. Do not do this foolishness, and where shall I cause my shame to go? And as for you, you shall be as one of the fools in Israel. Now for this reason I beg of you, speak to the king, because he will not withhold me from you." Howbeit, he would not listen to her voice, but being stronger than she was, he forced her and lay with her. And then Amnon hated her exceedingly, so that the hatred with which he hated her was greater than the love with which he had loved her. And Amnon said to her, "Get out of here." She said to him, "There is no cause for this. This evil in sending me away is greater than the other that you did to me." But he would not listen to her. And then he called his servant that ministered to him and said, "Put now this woman away from me, and bolt the door up behind her." And she had a garment of divers colors on her, for with such robes were the king's daughters that were virgins appareled. And when his servant brought her out and bolted the door after her, and Tamar put ashes on her head and tore her garment of divers colors that was upon her and laid her hand on her head and went on crying. And Absalom, her brother, said to her, "Has Amnon, your brother, been with you? Hold now your peace, my sister. He is your brother. Do not regard this thing." And so Tamar remained desolate in her brother Absalom's house. But when King David heard of all these things, he was very angry. And Absalom spoke to his brother Amnon, neither good nor bad, because Absalom hated Amnon, because he had forced his sister Tamar. And it came to pass, after 2 full years, that Absalom had sheep shearers in Baal Hazor, which is near Ephraim. And Absalom invited all the king's sons. And Absalom came to the king, and said, "Behold, now your servant has sheep shearers. Let the king, I beg of you, and his servants go with your servant." And the king said to Absalom, "No, my son, let us not now all go, lest we be chargeable to you." And he pressed him. Howbeit he would not go, but blessed him. And then said Absalom, If not, I beg of you, let my brother Amnon go with us." And the king said to him, "Why should he go with you?" But Absalom pressed him, so that he let Amnon and all the king's son go with him. And now Absalom had commanded his servant, saying, "Mark you now, when Amnon's heart is merry with wine, and when I say to you, smite Amnon, then kill him. Do not fear. Have not I commanded you? Be courageous and be valiant." And the servants of Absalom did to Amnon as Absalom had commanded. And then all the king's sons arose, and every man got him up on his mule and fled away. And it came to pass, while they were in the way, that tidings came to David, saying, "Absalom has slain all the king's sons, and there is not one of them left." Then the king arose and tore his garments and lay on the earth, and all his servants stood by with their clothes torn. And Jonadab, the son of Shimeah, David's brother, answered and said, Let not my master suppose that they have slain all the young men for the king's sons, for Amnon only is dead. For by the appointment of Absalom has this thing been determined from the day that he forced his sister Tamar. Now, for this reason, let not my master the king take the thing to his heart to think that all the king's sons are dead, because Amnon only is dead. But Absalom fled, and the young man that kept the watch lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there came much people by the way of the hillside behind him. And Jonadab said to the king, Behold, the king's sons come. As your servant said, so it is. It came to pass, as soon as he had made an end of speaking, that the king's sons came and lifted up their voice and wept, and the king also and all his servants wept very sore. But Absalom fled and went to Talmai, the son of Ammihud, king of Geshur, and David mourned for his son every day. And so Absalom fled and went to Geshur and was there for 3 years. And the soul of King David longed to go forth to Absalom, for he was comforted concerning Amnon, seeing he was dead. End of chapter.